What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
As at Monday, January 23, 20 persons, 17 males and 3 females, lost their lives on the nation's roads. 10 were pedestrians, 7 motorcyclists, 2 were private motor vehicle drivers, and 1 was a commercial motor vehicle driver. The main causes of fatal crashes were excessive speeding, overtaking, and pedestrian error. For 2015 and 2016, more than 50% of the fatalities were in the 15 to 44-year age range, which are the most productive years of a citizen's life and negatively impacts economic growth. In both years, males accounted for approximately 84% of fatalities in the 15 to 44 age range.
Improved laws must be in place to deal with persons who put Jamaicans at risk on our roads. We cannot continue to lose our people to fatal crashes, which are largely preventable.
The existing Road Traffic Act that dates back to 1938 will be repealed and replaced to make way for the 2016 Road Traffic Act. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Prime Minister and Chairman of the National Road Safety Council, Andrew Holness, says the new Road Traffic Act will take into account traffic management, the increase in the number of vehicles, the progress in vehicle performance, changes in technology, and improvements in the road networks. The new act will make it mandatory for drivers to be in possession of their license while operating a vehicle.
This will ensure that the police can identify drivers and confirm that they are allowed to operate the vehicles being driven. This will further facilitate police apprehension of wanted persons.
Another feature of the 2016 Road Traffic Act is restriction on handheld use of electronic communication devices while driving, aimed at minimizing distraction. The legislation will also upgrade the driver's licensing system with the granting and duration of learner's permits. Newly licensed drivers will be subject to restrictions regarding breath alcohol concentration and speed. The legislation establishes new classifications of licenses: Class A, motorcycles; Class B, private car and light trucks not for reward; and vehicles specifically modified for persons with a prescribed physical disability; and Class C, commercial and public passenger vehicle PPVs. The sixth schedule of the Act revises the demerit point system to ensure reduced speed in school and construction work zones. Traffic fines and penalties increased substantially and are now more appropriate given intervening inflation. The Act allows for disposal of seized or abandoned vehicles where owners cannot be located. The court may now order driver retesting of repeat offenders. Vehicle-related transactions will be restricted when traffic fines are unpaid. The new legislation will give the minister the power to make regulations regarding electronic enforcement in relation to offenses such as speeding, running the red light, and improper lane use at intersections. The new act will establish the Island Traffic Authority ITA and define the roles and responsibilities of all authorities under the legislation. The agency will be able to take action against habitual offenders. The regulations are also at an advanced stage and will address additional measures.
Abiding by international tire tread depth standards, which will reduce risks of skidding, especially on wet roads. Operating dark-tinted vehicles in order to ensure that police can see into vehicles at traffic stops. Transportation of hazardous materials to reduce crashes because of improper operations of vehicles and ensure protocols and procedures are in place to minimize threats to health and the environment in the event of crashes.
Prime Minister and Chairman of the National Road Safety Council, Andrew Holness. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.